Are you gay?
Geeky?
Just enjoy hearing your good Judy's dish about the latest in pop culture?
Well, then you're in luck.
The boys of Flame On are here for you.
In every episode, we discuss the topics that entrance us.
Whether it's comics, TV,
movies,
drag queens,
or video games,
we've got you covered.
So, if you're ready for your gay and geeky slice of pop culture life,
then sit back and get ready to
Flame On!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Magician Nelson Lugo.
Hi, I'm nerdcore rapper Shafer the Dark Lord.
We're best friends
who hate each other's guts.
And we co-host The Epic Podcast,
a monthly show in which we discuss comic books,
video games,
television,
movies,
our debilitating emotional problems,
and Batman.
So much Batman.
That's The Epic Podcast
on the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
Be safe, internets.
Bye. Seriously, so much Batman.
The following episode of Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network.
Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse.
All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop.
Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination.
And with the generous support of listeners like you.
To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com. What's going on, everybody? Pat DeBeer here with another episode of Flame On. Before we get started, I'm going to pretend like we actually have an ad sponsor, and I'm going to give a little shout out and a little ad for our friends Gidget Galore, Divine Grace, Ginger Minge, and Mr. Miss Adrian, and tell you all that tickets are almost sold out for Golden Gals Live, a Christmas musical at the Parliament House, December 19th to the 23rd. I believe it is. There's no show on Sunday, but there's a double showing on Saturday. And there were about 100 tickets left for the entire run. So by the time you guys hear this, that's going to be a lot less. So if you haven't bought tickets yet, go buy them now at Eventbrite.
I'm purchasing right now.
Oh, good. Very good. I'll be there working all 5 shows, so I will see you guys there. And they have merchandise, including limited edition fans and magnets.
Oh,
yes, they are adorable. I was over at Mojo Man the other day, and he showed me the fan and the magnet, and I was like, oh, so poor, but I want him.
I like their new storefront.
Yeah, it's a great store, and I'm glad that he was able to consolidate the two locations into one really nice big open store. It's very nice. So great job, Lane and Mojo Man. And now back to our regularly scheduled program. So we are a little behind schedule, but it is December. It's the holiday season, which means there is lots going on in our lives. There are parties and work obligations and just work in general.
That is no excuse.
I know,
but that is no excuse.
I've been available on all the dates that we had originally agreed on, and then people are like, I've got to work late. I've got stuff going on. And then I'm like, okay,
BJ,
well, we'll just
do
this.
No, I say we just cut our losses and blame Brian and Eric, since they're not here to defend themselves.
Oh, very good, very good.
And not Oral, because she's wonderful, and we love her, so.
And you don't want him to read you for filth?
Yes, 100% correct. You are. If there's two people I'm afraid of on this podcast, and Oral is both of them.
Yeah.
So.
I
was going to say, I'm
agree.
One of them. No. Oh, sweetie. Oh.
Womp womp.
Give us. Are you going to give us an angry growl? Give us an angry growl. There we go. That's what I thought.
Well, we are back for another episode of Now That's What I Call Gay Life. BJ's been the one spearheading these episodes, so I am going to toss it over to you. Actually, before I do that, we've all been talking, but I haven't introduced anybody yet. We've got Josh and BJ here.
Hi.
Hello.
I was like, as he waves. It is a visual medium.
Of course.
I'm practicing the princess wave or whatever.
As our newly crowned Ms. Bearbust.
Yes.
Mr. Bearbust 2020.
Yes. What?
This has been your first podcast since you won the title.
I know.
And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he does not mention it at all, ever. At all.
I really don't, actually, that often.
Really?
Okay. The only time I mention it is if, like, I'm asking Pat for an event, or now Pat mentions strippable offenses all the time. In fact, because I was 4 minutes late, I'm surprised I did not get told that's a strippable offense.
Well, because this is Flame On. I try to keep Flame On and Bearbust separate, except when I cross promote.
Oh. Except well, for when it benefits me.
Well, I was cross promoting because I finally got to upload the photos that I had from the event. But yeah, I tagged Flame On.
I know, I saw.
And Bears in the City and Bearbust Orlando.
I know, because I get like 47 little icons at the top, and it's like, barely Josh tagged you in a photo. It's Bearbust Orlando. Pat to Bear. Barely Josh tagged you in a photo. And I'm like, okay. And then I got to go through and switch accounts. And
you said it was better to tag, right?
Yeah. No, okay. That's great.
Okay.
No, we appreciate that. Obviously, any way that we can get the word out about Flame On, and for me personally, you know, Bears in the City and Bearbust, I'm all about. So we are going to dive into another edition of Now That's What I Call Gay Life. So BJ, why don't you tell us what the topic is and get us started?
All right. So part of the reason that these haven't been coming as quickly as before is because
we're having performance anxiety.
Actually, that's a really good way of putting it. Because the problem is we started out with all like the really funny and lighthearted topics, and now I'm just left with like all the sadness at the bottom of this cocktail. It's just
the
sitting
deep
there.
The deep cuts.
The deep cuts are there, and it's you know, it's 2019, we're still in the darkest timeline, so I actually figured out some more topics finally. So today, just a little breezy topic, we are going to talk about awkwardness in our own personal gay stories. So we've all been there at a party, hanging out with family, we've come out, we're getting used to who we are, and then, you know, you might bring a boyfriend, or somebody will be like, so, who's the woman in the relationship? Or my personal favorite, which side of the pancake do you like? Which I've been asked at many a job, which has been amusing. Or
I need to pause you right
there. Do
you
do drag?
I have never in my life
what?
Heard
what
that. I mean,
side
I get
of
the reference.
Pancake?
Because you do get the top or the bottom of the pancake, and the bottom's a little bit more flat.
A little bit more done.
A little bit more done.
A little bit more tan. Yeah. What? Oh no, that's just one of the iterations of that question. I will definitely try and give all of them I can remember before the end of this episode.
Oh Lord. All
but
right. side of the pancake.
This is also a topic I can join in on because let me tell you,
I'm gonna ask someone that.
There's an encyclopedia. I'm
just randomly, not even about their gayness.
Just what side of the pancake do you like?
Oh yeah. There's a pause, and I'm like, which one is it? And usually I prefer the have you done drag or what was the other one? This one's from Gail. This one's from my mother.
Let's say Oprah's best friend.
God, I wish. My personal favorite was have you ever tried meth? And I was like, do I look like I've ever tried meth? And without skipping a beat, she's like, no.
Are you from Polk County at all?
Because you'd be skinny. No. Oh. No.
Wow, there was such a disappointed tone in that.
There was a very disappointed tone in that. So,
have you tried meth? No. Oh. Okay.
Do she's probably like, do you got some? Because you know you queers are all about that party and play business. You know, I'm looking to score some party.
I don't know which
party.
Side.
Which P is that?
Party?
Which P? Like, what are you you gays saying these days? You know, what's the hip and the lingo? What's the 411?
What's the hot dish?
What's the hot dish?
The hot
goss.
Hot goss? Oh, sorry. What?
I don't know why that made me feel weird, but it did.
Goss.
That's how
it's very rare that you get something.
Willem in Alaska do it.
Oh,
on their,
okay, that explains. Yeah. It's rare that you get God. BJ to cringe.
I know, right? Normally, it's BJ saying things that make us cringe.
We need to get that on a button.
Hot God. It's like the worst version of Oh My God, It's Dip from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
I don't even remember that.
Oh,
I have no
Scott.
Idea.
I saw the movie like a couple years ago as a
Josh.
It was on Netflix. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this in a hot minute. I just don't remember the dip.
The only thing that can kill a cringe, the main weapon in the movie.
That like vat of
yeah.
like goo.
It's like turpentine and like all stuff that pretty much just strips away. It's like paint thinner and all this other crud.
I call it tar, but yeah.
It's called the dip.
The dip, okay.
Yeah.
Once you said what it actually was.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I'm just thinking, like, Big Dipper. Like, there's just a big hairy gay man, like, dancing around in the background. No? Okay. All right, so awkwardness. Let's...
Much like this podcast is going.
So right, exactly.
I mean...
So, where do you want to start this convo?
So,
where do you want to go with this? Because I feel awkward already.
So first up, I want to hear... we'll go around. I've already thrown a couple of bits from my giant pile onto the tidbits. I would like to go, what is the most awkward interaction you've had with either a friend or family member after you've kind of, you know, either come out to them or come out to yourself? Not post coming out, because Lord knows that I could fill a library with all the weird, like, awkward moments at the gym and at school before I came out.
Okay, so this is all post.
This is post. We are living our gay lives.
We either just creaked the door open a little bit and came out, or kicked that fucker down and said, I'm here and I'm queer.
I would definitely say kick that fucker down. Okay. I'm here and I'm queer.
Like, poof, like I'm ready to do a B&E.
What the fuck's a B&A?
I can't shit in a perfect square.
Much better.
Much better. Sorry. We just went from Dane Cook, like,
oh my God.
early 2000s Dane Cook to Drag Race UK.
Maybe
all in a heartbeat.
A G&E. I mean,
did Dane Cook have anything else past the 2000s?
Yes.
I mean, his entire, like, that height of his career was, like, 2003 until, like, 2009? 10?
12? I think 12, and probably it's still heavily, like, referenced, but he's got some new stuff coming out.
I mean, you kind
Who
of
Who did he steal from this time?
You kind of get to see his dick in American Gods the first season.
Ooh.
So I don't think it's his dick, but it's
a
dick,
sure it's not.
In reference to him. We'll start with you.
Okay. So after G&E's, you know, gays and entering.
Your briefs are killing me tonight.
In a good way or a bad way?
Just a way for now.
All right. So after my family found out that I was gay... I would say my first major awkward thing was with my uncle, because my uncle was the only one who actually decided to say something. My dad just ignored it as best he could, and me. But my uncle ended up trying to have this conversation with me on a road trip, and...
Oh, no.
Yes.
Stuck in a car.
Yep. Like, cross-country.
Oh, no.
Like, there was no escape.
What you don't know is that Josh actually opened up the door and ducked and rolled out the car. They had a double back for him.
Oh, I wish.
And then child locked the door.
Right after. So I was of the tender age of 17, and it was just silent. I think we were talking something about the trip, like the itinerary, and then just out of nowhere. So you're gay. Yeah. And then he just started to, he's like trying to explain gayness to me.
Wait,
like so the best he knows how.
He was trying to mansplain.
He was gay-splaining.
He was gay-splaining.
Okay.
And he was just like asking me, he's like, you know, you're going to have like in the butt, right?
No.
And at the time, like the amount of gay stuff that I've done sexually is suck a bunch of dicks, okay? Maybe do a couple handies.
A bunch of dicks.
A bunch of dicks.
A bunch of dicks. You couldn't even count at that point. It was just a bunch.
Honestly, a bouquet of dicks.
Honestly, I really have lost count with the amount of dicks that have made passage.
Wait, until now by 17?
Definitely by now.
Okay.
Under the bleachers, that one.
But I mean...
Under the dick dock. Under the dick dock.
But by the time I was 17, let's just say I could no longer count on all of my 20 digits.
His hands were not virgins, ladies and gentlemen.
Nor were his toes, apparently, so.
Nope.
Oh!
I needed to borrow someone else's hands to do the counting.
All right, so a bunch of dicks, got it.
Yeah, a bunch of dicks. A lot of straight dudes. Like, I know the signals, but anyway.
Straight.
Oh, no. Like, literally, there's a handful of them I went to school with. Never touched a dick again. Hardcore, like...
That you know of. Do you know every dick that's come into contact with them?
I was going to say, do you think you're special? Because everybody got a random.
Oh, no. Trust me. I grew up in Polk County, okay? There's not a lot of pickings there, okay? Now, granted, a couple of them, side segue, were so dumb. I've managed to manipulate and make them think that they were bi-curious when they really weren't.
Oh, my God.
That was a fun summer. But anyway, bunch of dicks. So, never had anything go up the booty except a suppository at the age of 13. So I didn't know how to react to that statement. And he said, so you want, you know, stuff in your butt? Is he asked me. He was trying to explain it, and then he just flat out asked me, so you want, you know, in your butt? And I'm like, no, I mean, I don't have to. I don't know enough to answer this question appropriately. So, and I guess that was at a period where the whole toxic masculinity thing kind of came into play, too, with, like, oh, you know, you're a sissy boy if you take it up the butt. So, to save, you know, face and, I guess, make it less uncomfortable for my family, I was like, I'm gonna be a butch top. Like, I don't know.
Ooh, we see how different that changed.
Wow.
Now I appreciate the the feelings of both.
You like frontsies and backsies.
I like frontsies and backsies.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll call a shotgun. Sometimes I call backseat. You know, it depends.
I can't read in the backseat or again.
Is this a two-door coupe or is this a sedan? What are my options?
Depends on the stick shift. This is turning out way, way better than I expected.
I have no stories like that at all.
Really?
Oh, that is none. That is all I've got.
I feel so underprepared for this.
Really?
Because no,
this is friends and family. So
okay. Yeah. Well, okay. I don't have a lot of friends, so that's one thing.
Oh.
If you would like to donate a friend or sponsor a friend,
sponsor
if you would like to sponsor a bear,
sponsor a bear.
Pat can be yours for only 39 cents a week.
Oh.
A week? A day, bitch. Come on. Let's get some cash up in here.
Yeah, right. For 39 cents a day.
In the arms of the angel. All right, that's it. We don't want to pay for any more. Got to stop there. So when I came out, I was more of a creak the door open and kind of like... Like my
peek around the corner, like
you tested the waters because you were like, "All right, how much alcohol and like counseling is this gonna take after I pop out?"
Well, because at that point I had sworn I would never drink. because my father is an alcoholic and I wanted to not be like my dad and make those choices. So my first experience was at 17. It wasn't until I was 20 before I dated anybody. And then I finally, it was, I think, about halfway through my relationship with my first boyfriend that I came out to my mom and my stepdad. And I was like, I'm bisexual. Because, you know, you just...
I've used that one.
Yeah, I think everybody has.
I was like, that's the little... Hey, how's it going out here?
I kind of like dick. You cool with that? No. Okay, I still like the V, so cool. Okay, bye. Just kidding.
The only time that there was ever any... And it was awkward only, I think, really for me in the situation was... It was Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, these are like the car Thanksgiving dinners are like the worst.
But it's, well, mine is definitely nowhere near Josh's at all. Nobody asked about if I wanted to take it up the butt.
I was between California and Oregon at the time. When the question
were happened. You on the Oregon Trail? Were you trying to ford the river at that point?
Were you trying to die of dysentery after that question?
If that was an option, I was like, can I intentionally die of dysentery? I'll take that option, please, for 500. Thank you.
So my younger stepsister and I were the closer two in the group. I have an older stepsister, a younger stepsister, a younger stepbrother, and my younger sister. So my younger stepsister and I would hang out, and like I hung out with her friends a lot, and I think, I can't remember the exact situation, but we're sitting at the table at Thanksgiving dinner, and it's our parents, all of our siblings, I think her boyfriend, my older stepsister's boyfriend, possibly husband, I forget when this actually all took place, and I think I might have had a boyfriend with me. No, I think I didn't have anybody there with me. And we're talking about like all the good old days and everything, and my sister looks, and she goes, remember back in the day when we had no friends and no lovers? And I just was like, oh dear God, what? And the entire table just
wet.
Cracks up laughing. First off, I hate the word lover.
Lava. Lava.
Oh. Lava. Oh, yeah.
As soon as Taylor Swift released that album and
the title came out, I was like, fuck. But it was just like, lava. I was like, oh dear God, what? And yeah. And then the only other real like awkward situation was my great uncle, who is a confirmed bachelor. This is my grandmother's brother. He is a confirmed bachelor, and his friend who's been around for like 35 years now. So my great uncle and I are in the basement, like, and just chatting, and then he starts like asking me about my boyfriend and like all this stuff, and I'm just like, dude, you haven't even like, you're not officially gay, and you're sitting there and you're like, if you need someone to talk to, I'm like,
did he ask you, did you get it out the butt yet?
Nope.
Butt stuff.
Both of you and uncles.
Yeah, right. So yeah, so I really don't have like a ton of stories, and honestly, I've always been a loner. I have very few friends, very few close friends. I have acquaintances, I have people that I work with, I have all that. But I never really had a lot of people. And the people that were around me kind of, it was almost like, oh, okay, well, we get it, we know, like, whatever. But I've never really had to worry about that. And then I moved to Florida, you know, and I'm the farthest from my family. Everybody else is within a two-hour drive. And I say that, and I say everybody else, my sister, my step-siblings all moved, like, within 10 minutes of driving from my parents' house.
Oh, wow.
So I don't really have that same family interaction. And unfortunately, because of my line of work when I was in retail and now in the bar scene, I don't get the same type of holidays and weekends or paid time off now. So I don't get to go home as much and see them and be there for holidays and gatherings of that nature.
All the
so,
awkward stuff.
Yeah. So it's, I thankfully haven't had too many experiences like that. As of yet, knock on wood.
So it's pretty much like talking to a bunch of people who think gay is like vegan. We get it. You're gay. Right?
Although I will say this. I was so proud of my mother. Like, she accepts. We've never really, hadn't really talked about it a lot. But I think two trips ago when I was in New York, we actually, like, it was the first time I opened up and talked to her about the breakup and talking to and kind of whatever with the guy in Chicago and, like, all of this stuff and, like, had that open conversation. And then she bought me two fans on their European trip because she knows that I have the Clock fans.
Aww.
So she got me one in Rome and one in Barcelona.
Aww.
And I was like, come on, Mom, getting me some gay stuff for my birthday.
That is adorable.
Yeah. So that was actually, in, it was a weird awkward. It wasn't the petrifying awkward.
Oh, no.
But it was kind of that, I didn't know. I had never had that kind of conversation with my mom. And to be in that conversation and be like, and really just be open and honest, because we'd always kind of just skirted around it. Like, yeah, she knew. I mean, it was awkward when I came home for her birthday weekend right after my ex and I started dating, and she knew that I was coming up. And then I was like, BT Dubs, here's my boyfriend.
Oh, here's the, like, dick I'm getting.
I'm taking it up the booty for this one. No.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff. But so that was kind of a reverse awkward. I was just like, hey. And then my stepbrother, like, said some shit, because when we were all dating, we couldn't, like, have our significant others over and sleep in the same room with the door closed. So that first time back, like, we slept in the same room and had the door closed. And apparently, and I'm like, I'm a 35-year-old man or whatever. I was 33, I think, at the time. I'm like,
no,
I can't, like, I don't have the same regulations for marriage. Like, because I think it might have been right before the
marriage equality.
Equality had passed and everything. So I'm like, I can't get married.
Pregnant either.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have those same types of privileges that a straight couple does. So fuck off. Like, I didn't knock up my girlfriend at 18 years old. You know, like, cut me some slack here, bitches.
We're population control.
All right.
You're welcome.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, y'all have heard my highlights. Actually, no, those weren't the highlights. Those were just examples.
Come on, pancakes.
So
I was going to say, so remind me, though, what side of the pancake do you like? Because we never really addressed that.
Frontsies and backsies.
So, a pancake is a pancake, honey.
Right? As long as it's got syrup on it.
Syrup
and
butter.
I'm putting it in my mouth.
Listen, I just want pancakes, period.
Actually, pancakes do. No waffles.
Yeah, I'm not a big waffle person.
I like both.
There you go, see?
But now, I just want something covered in butter and syrup.
So many breakfast options for us. Before I was, like, out to any family, but I was out to all my friends, I went to my first college party in Tallahassee, Florida. And it was mostly FSU students. And we're having a good time. I'm super nervous. A friend and his boyfriend were like, don't be nervous. It'll be great. And I'm like, okay, all right. And so I'm talking with a friend of mine, Tara. I'm talking with Tara, and we're just hanging out. And this guy walks up and is like, hey, what's up? And I was like, hi. And Tara's like, oh, this is Ricky. Ricky's kind of a special guy. That's not his actual name. I can't remember it, / I know I shouldn't use his name if he's actually an alcoholic and listening to this podcast.
Hi, Ricky.
he was a little drunk, and we were chatting and everything, and I think we started talking about Voltron, which was perfect. I was like, this is going great. And then he goes, hey, you're gay, right? And I'm like, you know what? I'm out to all my friends. I'm riding high. I'm soaring through the sky on that winged Pegasus from She-Ra. I'm just, everything's great. And then he's like, oh, so what was your name again? And I'm like, BJ. And he's like, hey, everybody, this guy's gay and his name is BJ. And it wouldn't have been bad if all the other partygoers had, like, joined in the, if all the dude bros had been like, huh, that's funny. No, the music actually stopped.
Needle scratch.
And I just look at Tara and I look at my friends and they're like, we're so sorry. They just have this look on their face like, oh, this is bad and we're not going to help you. And I'm like, and I didn't drive. I rode with one of them. And I'm like, all of you will pay for this one day. I don't care how. I don't care when. I will get revenge. And like, and it was about a 45 minute. Like, he had to go up to each individual person. He picked me up, like, actually walked behind me and picked me up and carried me around the room to show me. So.
And that's how the scrapped version of Carrie, once called Gayry, once happened.
Oh, Jesus.
That was. I can laugh about it now, but I literally was like, never again will I go to another college party ever in my life. Did not learn that lesson.
And you went again.
I went to a different one. And then there was my personal favorite was my mom. The day before I came out to her, this is my fault. This is not on anybody else. I was texting a friend of mine because I was nervous because I was like, I have to come out to my mother. At this point, I've got to do it. I'm going crazy. Because I was really questioning, like, whether or not she loved me, like, all actually loved me. Everything was hitting me at once, and I was working third shift. So mom was coming in town. So the night before, I'm texting my friend Kenny, and I'm like, I'm super nervous about this conversation I'm about to have with my mom.
Now, West Coast Kenny?
Yeah.
Aw, I miss him.
I'm super nervous about this conversation, and I'm like, I'm super nervous about this. I text this to him. What I thought was him.
Oh.
I ended up texting that to my mother. And my mother was like, what? And I'm like, ha, nothing. And deleted the message. This is before iPhones. This is before you can grab that message back from the ether. I had a flip phone. And
you could unsend a message?
If you're using an app, yeah. Me and my mom use a chat app that lets you delete the message.
Oh,
you can unsend on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, you can do
now
that.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that now on Facebook Messenger, Telegram.
Telegram.
What's
on iPhone, when I try to, I don't know if you can or not, I haven't checked, but usually when I start sending something, I realize I shouldn't. I quickly turn on airplane mode.
That is a good idea. That is a 100% good idea. So I pick up mom from the airport. We have lunch. I'm driving her to her hotel. We're stuck in I-4 traffic. And she starts to this is when I was in my 88 Volvo. So she's like rolling the little dial to put her seat back to take a nap. And I'm like, hold on there, Gail. She brings the seat back up. And I'm like, so I need to talk to you. She's like, oh, is this about that text you sent me? I didn't realize I had accidentally sent that to her till that moment. So I'm like, so what now? So then immediately
<So what?
laughs> I'm like going through the conversation I had with Kenny and I'm like, shit. And I'm freaking out. And then she's just like, well, what do you want to talk about? Because she knew it was like, mom fucks with me on a regular basis, but she definitely, when she knows I'm nervous. So I come out to her. She just sits there and she's like, do you still like comic books and all that nerdy shit? And I'm like,
do you still like pancakes?
She's like, yeah. I'm like, yes. And she's like, well,
that's nice.
You're still you. So, and I'm like, don't sound disappointed. And that's what kicked off the whole, like, so I have some questions. And I'm like, here we go. So first up there was, have you done meth? And I was like, no, obviously.
Disappointed.
And she's like, yeah, you'd be skinny. And then
shade.
Yeah. There's a reason I call her by her first name a good chunk of the time. And then there was, she was like, "You're a bear, aren't you?" Which prompted me to be like, what do you know about bears, Gail? And she proceeded to explain to me that her and a gay friend of hers just sat outside in Atlanta and, like, he defined things for her. And apparently, like, two bears walked by in video game t-shirts, and she was like, "Well, surely they're not gay." And he goes, "Oh, no, those are bears." And she's like, "Well, I said if BJ's gay, he's definitely one of those." And I'm like, awesome.
Called you out.
Yeah. And then what was it? Then she proceeded to list every single one of my male friends growing up and was like, "Did you fool around with that one?" "No." "Oh, what about that one? You guys were always red-faced when I'd walk in." I'm like, "No, we were talking about boobs." And she's like, "Oh, ooh, that must have been awkward for you." And I'm like,
"Not as awkward as this conversation.
Not as awkward as this." And then she just goes down. She goes down the list, and then we get to this guy I had a crush on in high school, and she's like, "Oh, what about that guy? His name started with a K." And I was like, "Yeah, I had a big crush on him." She goes, "Oh, me too." And I'm like, "I want to die. This is so much worse than I expected." I was like, "Can't you just hate me?"
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
I was like, no.
And the statistics of car accidents on I-4 is I was massive.
I was like, "I'm not going fast enough to wreck this car. Shit.
Let me gas on the pedal.
Kill me now." It was one of those things where, like, I was happy she was comfortable, but then I was like, I've opened the door. I took her to Stonewall.
I'm so sorry, Gail.
When I was a go-go dancer, and I was dropping off some leather for a friend, and apparently he was courting somebody and got into his gear early.
Let's rewind for a second.
I want to rewind too, so what? You start first.
One, I took my mom to Stonewall once. What's that supposed to mean? Second of all, go-go dancer?
Yeah.
How long? For what duration?
You were still doing karaoke.
I'm still working there, so okay. Got a reference in time.
It was, I believe, Monday or Tuesday nights. No, it was Thursday nights because I could actually stay up late. Because I wasn't working.
Because you were a big boy on Thursday.
I was a big boy on Thursday nights.
Which was their underwear night. Or was this not?
This was well before that. This is before the Orlando City Bear Club. This is like...
No, I know. Yeah. But Thursday used to be their underwear night for a while. So was what was it at that point then?
So it was their poker night after, I want to say after 9 p.m. It was their poker night.
Hmm.
And then from 7... Because,
you know, go-go, bear, go-go dancer and poker go hand
together,
in hand.
Yep.
And from 7 to like 8:30...
Like pancakes and syrup. I'm going to make
like,
all the pancake
jokes. We were part of the happy hour contingent. And it was, I remember the guy that started it, he had a go-go bear group, and a couple of our proceeds went to Zebra Coalition, and I can't even remember our name, but he wanted dancers of different sizes. Eric, Michelle was one, Maxwell, who used to live here, was one. There was, yeah, we were the full gambit. But yeah, so I was a go-go dancer for about, I want to say it was a good, like, 3 to 6 months, somewhere in there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was only a dancer once.
So.
And that was Bear Bash weekend many moons ago. And the other bear that Julian asked to dance got super fucked up and couldn't, he was not in any condition to dance anymore. And Julian was dealing with that and forgot to, like, rotate me out, so I was just up on a box for like 2 hours straight
doing the robot,
just like
Macarena.
That night I got tipped in a $2 bill and a Canadian I think a toonie, so I think I got it was a, but it was a coin.
Oh, know? I was gonna say a toonie.
Well, because Canadian money it's the loonie and toonie are coins, they're not
loony
bills
toonie.
Yeah, loonie and toonie.
Yeah,
that's their dollar, that's one and two. The smallest bill that they have is a $5.
Huh.
But yeah. So somebody, it was this whole thing was one of like, probably I think the second year, maybe the first year that Bear Bash existed. And they were supposed to be doing like, Stonewall was supposed to be the bar. And they were supposed to have a shuttle through. And I think one group came inside, saw that there was no real bears in there, and then turned around and left. And then for the rest of the time, I think the only other person, the only other people that were like part of the tour, came in to use the bathroom, and that's when I got tipped in the coin, and I think in a bill.
So you do have awkward moments.
I mean,
so
it was $2 more than I started the night with.
There you go. So why'd you quit the go-go life?
Actually, the group just kind of we couldn't really kind of keep the group going, so it just kind of collapsed. And I know we were at P House one time. We were at Wilds when that was open. So we
flavors around. Nigerian.
But no. So after I came out to my mom, we had dinner with some friends of mine because it was either going to be dinner with my mom and her meeting my gay friends, or me showing up and being like, I have no mom. So she got to meet all of them. Well, one of them was in the go-go troupe with me, and I took her to Stonewall because I had to drop off a whole bunch of stuff, and she wanted to grab a drink at a bar I usually go to. So we go in there, and he got into his stuff early.
Too vague.
Too
Say
vague.
Her name.
Riri. I'll call her Riri.
Ironheart.
So we walk in, and he runs up and he's like, please tell me you didn't bring Gail here. And she's like, hi, sweetie. And he's like, hi, how's it going? She's like, I remember you from sushi. He goes, oh, that's so great. And so
now when you say regalia, what was he wearing?
He was in a harness.
Okay.
And he was in a leather, he was in leather chaps.
Okay.
And he was in a leather thong.
Ah, okay.
So,
right out with the stereotypes.
Right? So, and so we get a drink, we hang out, he goes and runs and puts clothes on and hangs out. Of course, mom's like, well, what was that? And I was like, oh, he's a go-go dancer, because we just had one drink and then we're leaving, because I had to take her back to the hotel. And she's like, so is he going to dance? And I was like, yeah, him and my other friend Max. And he's like, she goes, well, I could have stayed for that. I was also sleeping with Riri at the time multiple times, like before I even picked up my mom from the airport. So I was like, no, not again. This is my high school crush all over again. Get out. But yeah, so that was a whole day of weirdness. Next time, I still have to come out to a couple of family members. Next time, it's going to be when I'm leaving or dropping them off at the airport.
There you go.
I think you need a GoPro and then just, like, record the experience for Patreon.
Or Patreon. You know what?
That's Patreon exclusive.
Idea. I've got a handful of family members I need to be like, please stop asking me about my personal life in front of Granny and Papa. I think they're picking up on it. Picking up on what? I'm gay. By the way, let's go get tacos. Like,
also,
which is how I came out to my aunt. So,
I think
fantastic.
I'm gonna start referring to have sex as grab some pancakes or go eat pancakes.
There's a song "Pancake." I'll send you.
Okay.
So, but I wanted to do this because it was a light breezy topic. We had some laughs. And everybody listening has pretty much, I'm sure, had some sort of weirdness happen to them. So,
oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Peoples and gentle persons out there, like, just know that it's weird for all. We're more than just celebrities coming through your phone or podcast device,
right? You
know? We're real people too.
We're actual peoples.
I mean, who
mans?
We say that, but we're not really. We're famous celebrities.
I mean,
with large mansions that we live in.
Right.
I'm a people of the people.
Calm down, Miss Bearbust.
I have to get back to Esteban. He gets so lonely.
Oh, is that the new pool boy or the old one?
Oh, that's number 24.
Oh, okay. My name is Jimmy. No, your name is Esteban. Now clean the pool.
Esteban.
Get the leaves.
Esteban, I believe you're wearing too many clothes. There we go.
You are not adhering to the strict uniform that I had specifically laid out for you.
It's just a leaf with tape on it. Yes, you know what to do.
Well, this has been a fascinating journey into our gay lives. And dear listeners, if you have enjoyed this episode and anything else that you hear in our feed, then why not consider joining us as a patron at our Patreon at patreon.com/flameonshow. You can join at any of the four levels and get access to fun and different bonus content. We've got some new stuff that's going to be coming up. I apologize to our patrons. I'm a little behind on some of the things and getting them posted, but we do have plenty of fun new stuff that's going up on our Patreon page. So bear with us for just, it may be up by the time this comes up. So my apology may just be apologizing for being late on it. But if it's not up there when this drops, then it'll be up very, very soon. But you can join at any of our four levels and help us continue to make these shows for you. If you would like to follow us on social media, go to flameonshow.com. And scroll to the bottom. All of our chicklets are there. It'll take you to any of your favorite social media platforms, and you can join the fun. And if you are listening and you have not bought your Golden Girls tickets, or Golden Gals, I'm sorry, Golden Gals Live, a Christmas musical, buy them now at Eventbrite. And we'll be back in a week, because we were late on this one. I'm not pushing the schedule. We're going to do our roundup. That'll be coming out next week. It'll be our final episode of 2019 as we head into 2020.
Bum bum bum.
And maybe we'll talk New Year's resolutions and see where we landed with them.
We should talk about last year's and this year's so we can all.
Yes. Oh, we're going to do a pop culture happy hour style. I'm not going to play the audio of what we said we were going to do because that takes up my time. But, and I only have 5 days off in December, so I'm not using it for that. I love y'all, but. Well, I'll go back and I'll find out what everybody said they were going to do this year. And we'll see how we stack up, and maybe we'll make some new resolutions for 2020, because lots of big things are happening in some of our lives, and we want to share that with all of you. So with that being said, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye, bitch.
Enjoy your meth.
Girl.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.